Every year, we recall the seven last words of Jesus on the cross. While suffering on the cross, Christ exemplified how we should face unfair treatment in life. If someone accused you of a crime you did not commit, how would you react? That's injustice, right? Jesus is innocent. They find no fault in him, yet they crucified him. In Luke 23-34, in church, I encourage you to join me as we read these verses. It says, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." In the first of the seven last words of Jesus on the cross, Christ has exemplified on how to respond to those who would torment us. He was the one who was crucified, not the Father, right? Why did Jesus not say, "I forgive you"? Instead, he asked his Father to forgive them. Did Christ not take offense of the suffering he went through? By their hostility toward Jesus, they were willing instruments for the fulfillment of his mission. Christ knew that with his crucifixion, God reconciled believers to himself. In Colossians 1:22, let's read, "But now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight, without blemish and free from accusation." The enmity of those who crucified Christ served as practical depiction of human hostility toward God. Christ sought for the forgiveness of his tormentors and all who believe in him. He was willing to be crucified to save those who believe in him. Remember when Joseph's brothers sold him to Egypt? His brothers have expected Joseph to hate them or take revenge. In Genesis 50:19-20, let's read, "But Joseph said to them, 'Don't be afraid. Am I in the place of God? You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives.'" Similarly, the Roman soldiers nailed Jesus on the cross, but Christ prayed for their forgiveness. Many don't know that those who crucified Jesus represent all humans. With God, the sinfulness of humans was the very reason that brought Jesus to the cross. As believers, we frequently face animosity. Normally, we are offended when people persecute us. Am I right? But then as believers, how should we react? Jesus says in John 15:20, and this is a great reminder for us, "Remember what I told you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you also. If they obeyed my teaching, they will obey yours also." As we live our life as Christians, we face persecution. Praise God, because persecution is the mark of being Christ's disciple. Genuine believers will be persecuted frequently. With Christ's wounds on the cross, we are healed even from persecution. Let's pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, please help me believe that by your wounds, you healed me, that you've taken away all the pains I've experienced and will experience as your disciple. Amen.